Kensington.
Hey, is Jose in?
I'm sorry?
Is Jose in?
Last name, please.
Mallow?
No, he's not here at the moment. Would you like to leave a message?
Yeah, he actually just sent an email saying he was available at the office. I know we're dealing with kind of a tight time frame here. Are you sure that he's not there?
Again, this is in reference to so that I may convey your message.
Yes, this is Sam with Bank of Cardiff. He's expecting my call. He just emailed us right now saying that he was available at the office.
Okay, hold on then. Hold on. What is the name of the bank?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on, please.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, is this Jose?
Yes.
Hey, Jose, this is Sam. I'm with the underwriting department here at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
How are you doing today? I'm sorry that I didn't pick up the call before, but we were having lunch.
Oh, no worries. I totally understand. I have lunch every day.
Great. What can I do for you?
Yeah, did you have a couple minutes to kind of go over the file
now? Sure, go ahead. Don't have any problem. I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So just a quick recap here. I know I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Uh-huh. So it looks like you were looking to do a couple things here. We were looking to try to refinance the direct capital loan and get you some additional cash.
Yes.
Looks like a variety of different reasons. I have over here some mortgage, payroll, and just day-to-day operations. Does that sound about right?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So some initial feedback for you right now. Where your current balance is with direct capital compared to the cash flow that you guys are doing, a full refinance with additional cash for you, we're not able to do at this time.
Okay.
But I do have some options for you because I understand that, you know, we have some separate needs here, the refinance and then just the day-to-day.
Okay.
So going forward on that, what I do have for you is I'm able to get you what is called a second position loan. Mm-hmm. So we would not refinance the direct capital. We would leave that in place for the time being, but we would be able to get you some additional cash. Right now, it looks like I would be able to get you anywhere between $25,000 and $30,000on that second position. Now, is that in the ballpark of something that we would be able to work with?
Well, could be an option. As I explained to Hashem the other day, is the situation is that sometimes we get a little bit short of collections from our business in Latin America, and you know, sometimes we have a little hole in the operation that we need to satisfy the obligations in the company. We have, for example, we have two office spaces here that we own. And the balances that we owe to the bank are minimum compared to the actual value. Compared to the actual value, I'm sorry, to the mortgage. For example, the two office spaces, we have enough money to get a little loan from the bank that they actually finance the mortgage to us.
Mm-hmm.
It is more difficult because this kind of loan that you offer is more easy to get it without any, you know, a bunch of paper like the banks request.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I expressed to Chen the other day that even direct capital have been nice to us since last year. We have an original amount lent for $50,000. When we get 45% paid, they decided to offer us a refinance. They gave us $45,000, and they paid the first loan, which was about $22,000.
Sure.
We were trying to settle that amount. That was the original intention that I mentioned, Hashem.
Uh-huh.
Because really, I do not really want to have two separate loans. Doesn't look right. You know, even for our own opinions and in terms of, for example, if I have to refinance the office spaces, if they see that we have two loans, doesn't
multiple
look right.
Loans. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really I feel more than happy to get the loan that you mentioned me from $25,000 to $30,000. The problem is I have the other one, which is $25,000. So
yes. Yes.
You know, it's gonna be like taking your money, the money you're gonna offer me to pay them, and have probably $2,000 or $3,000 available.
Sure. Oh, so you would want to just go ahead and pay that direct capital loan off. That's your primary mm-hmm. concern at this point.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Because what I have for you, and right now the way that these kind of, you know, refinancing programs work is there's never any just straight refinancing where we can give you a loan for the exact amount that you have your current balance on. The requirements are just, you know, it's good to know what you're working with here, right? So the requirements are usually if you have a balance of $25,000, mm-hmm. we would require that the refinance loan would be for a total of $50,000, where $25,000 would pay off your current balance, and then you would net the same amount of cash. Do you follow me with that?
That's going to be great. That's going to be different. Yeah.
Yeah, and that way you would have just the one loan. Now, mm-hmm. that was what we were originally going for, but it looks like we are just off of being able to do that with the balance that you have compared to your cash flow. Now, the option that I have, again, it's a second position loan, so it would be a second one in addition to your direct capital.
Oh,
we could go up to $30,000, but mm-hmm. the way that it would be set up, and I know that your primary concern is paying off that direct capital.
Yeah.
So what this is, it's typically a shorter term loan. So it would be just about 6 months long, but we have it set up as sort of a starter program where once you get, I plugged the numbers in here and it looks like we would be in about 4 months. If you did the $30,000 right now,
mm-hmm.
4 months from now, your balance with direct capital, if you just did your daily payments, if you didn't use any of this loan to pay that off, you could use this loan to pay it off. But if you didn't, right, let's say we keep them separate. 4 months from now, we would be able to get you the larger payoff loan where we would pay off both of those balances and give you additional cash. And it looks like we'd probably be able to go anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000 for you.
Okay. Well, it's not a bad idea, okay, because the terms of the loan that you have are 6 months.
Yes.
Okay. And the interest rate for that, how much is?
So it looks like, give me 1 second here. Sorry. Okay. So it would be, were you thinking, do you want me to do it for the 25 or for the 30?
Let's do it for the 30.
For the 30, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so at 30, it would be, your total payback on that would be about $41,000 if you took it all the way through the full 6 months. Now, we do offer, when you go for a renewal, if we got to the four-month period, we do have options for interest forgiveness on that remaining balance.
Okay. Well, at this time, the loan that I have with Direct Capital is, I think it's about 9 months, and the 9 months is a total of, let me see, because I'm putting it together here. I got it for
$45,000. Mm-hmm.
I still have $25,000 difference. Remaining payment, let me see how many payments are at the beginning. 217, hold on. Because I'm paying on a daily basis, 223.30 times. I'm paying for $45,000 that I requested. I'm paying $48,500.
Okay.
So I'm paying $3,500.
And that's not a bad deal.
No, it's not a bad deal. It's about 8%.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. And to give you a little feedback, too, just, I mean, it's good to know, like I said, it's good to know what you're working with in mm-hmm. the industry, right? So what would be is a second position loan. So by nature of that, it's important to understand, right? The direct capital would still be sitting in the first position.
Mm-hmm.
Being a second position loan, they're generally more expensive than the first position because they're just that reason. Now, the goal here would be, you know, if you need the operating capital at this time to get you a little cash, set it up on really a shorter term so we can get out of it sooner and then get you that larger first position loan in 4 months. That's kind of the thought process behind here.
Well, honestly, I have to think about it, okay?
Okay,
yeah. Can give me a couple of days that I can see what I can do, because obviously when you said $30,000 is going to be like $41,000 total, is $11,000 interest.
It's a little more than what your first position is.
Yeah, it's about 36%. It's a little high, to, you know. So let me think about the next couple of days, and now I can give you guys a call on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, I think Hashem said that you were going to be out until next week. Is that what we're working with?
Okay, I can call him.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Great. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the offer, and let's see what happens, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, have a great time. Bye.
You too.